KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky at 74 degrees. We look for it to be variably cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, mainly this afternoon, a high around 87. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In state news, a warm and dry week of weather has helped Iowa's corn and soybean crops. Between September 10th and 16th, there was no measurable rainfall at any of Iowa's National Weather Service stations. Chad Hart, an associate professor of economics and grain market specialist at Iowa State University, says farmers are thrilled with the turnaround after a very wet start to the month.
One of the biggest things that you get worried about is you like rain to grow that crop, but you like to see that rain sort of stop as we go to harvest that crop, because if you get rain now, you can have issues with molds and other things growing on the crop before you get it harvested.
A new USDA crop report issued Monday shows 53% of Iowa's corn is mature. That's about a week ahead of average, the five-year average, that is, and nearly three-fourths of the state's corn crop is rated in good to excellent condition. Soybean fields are also maturing more than a week ahead of normal, and three-quarters of those fields are in good to excellent condition. Last week, the USDA projected the nation's corn production for 2018 at just over 14.8 billion bushels. The forecast for soybeans is 4.7 billion bushels.
These would be massive crops in any stage of the game, be the second largest corn crop. Top one was in 2016. This will be the largest soybean crop this country's ever seen.
The crop production report released last Wednesday led to a drop in corn prices. Hart says record yields tend to keep commodity prices down.
At the same time, too, though, we've got really good demand. It's just that, yeah, the supply, if you will, is swamping that demand, and that's been the situation for the past several years.
And the USDA projects Iowa's average corn yield at a record 206 bushels per acre, with an overall harvest of just over 2.6 billion bushels. Iowa's soybeans are estimated to match the 2016 record of 60 bushels per acre. Iowa is projected to harvest 590.4 million bushels of beans this year. Officials of the Cass County Health System and Atlantic report Dr. Autumn Kaiser will begin seeing patients at the Atlantic Medical Center on September 19th. That's tomorrow. Dr. Kaiser will provide a full spectrum of family medicine care, including obstetrics. She and her husband Craig are both originally from the Omaha area. She earned her undergraduate degree in mathematics from the University of Nebraska at Lincoln and went on to the University of Nebraska College of Medicine, graduating with her medical degree in 2015. Dr. Kaiser completed her family medicine residency training in June of 2018, where she served as chief resident. She is a member of the American Academy of Family Physicians, and if you'd like to schedule an appointment with Dr. Kaiser, you can call the Atlantic Medical Center at 712-243-7408. Officials of the Creston Police Department report 27-year-old Kelly Belt of Creston was arrested on a charge of theft in the fifth degree at around 1:45 this morning. Belt was cited for the offense and then released from custody on a promise to appear later in court. Two people were arrested at around 10:30 p.m. Saturday in Creston. 38-year-old Johnny Lovell and 26-year-old Amanda Steinbach, both of Creston, were arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on charges of burglary in the second degree. Lovell and Steinbach were later released from the Union and Adams County Jails, respectively, on $10,000 bond each. And Creston police say a resident reported Sunday afternoon that sometime on Saturday, someone took a handgun from his residence in the 200 block of North Division Street in Creston. Loss was estimated at $150. Police in Creston said yesterday that a woman from Ringgold County was arrested Friday afternoon on an assault charge. 21-year-old Cassandra Allen of Tingley was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a charge of simple assault. Allen was then released from the jail on a $300 bond. Police in Council Bluffs have identified the rider of a motorcycle that collided Sunday night with a car. 55-year-old Jeffrey Keller of Council Bluffs was transported by Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue to Nebraska Medicine following the collision that happened around 8:30 p.m. at the intersection of North 27th and West Broadway Streets. Authorities said earlier the driver of the vehicle that collided with the 1996 Harley was 18-year-old Dominic Cass. He suffered minor injuries and was transported from the scene by a private vehicle. The accident happened as Cass was trying to turn south onto 27th Street from westbound Broadway when he struck the eastbound cycle. The crash remains under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Traffic Unit. The Ottoman Police Department reported yesterday 21-year-old Rachel Renee Havens of West Des Moines was arrested September 7th. Havens was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of marijuana, second offense. 18-year-old Devin Lee Fuller of Adair was also arrested during the same incident. Fuller was charged with possession of marijuana, first offense. The charges stem from an investigation into a suspicious vehicle in the 3000 block of 350th Street. Both Havens and Fuller were released after posting bond. A man arrested in connection with the August 27th assault of his grandmother in Council Bluffs now faces a charge of murder in the first degree after the woman died from her injuries last Friday. 29-year-old Jacob C. Heyer of Council Bluffs was served with a warrant Monday at the Pottawatomie County Jail, where he was being held on original charges of willful injury and violation of a restraining order. At around 9:45 p.m. on August 27th, Bluffs police were called to 2119 Avenue K to investigate an assault that had taken place involving the victim, 71-year-old Karen Fort, and her grandson, Jacob Heyer. The officers found Fort in her residence and called medics. The woman was transported to the UNMC for treatment of several injuries to her face. Heyer was found across the street and refused to talk to officers at the time of the incident. A violation of restraining order charge was originally issued because Heyer was not allowed to have contact with his grandfather, Ron Fort, who was in the residence at the time of the assault. Then autopsy was performed September 16th on Karen Fort. The preliminary findings show that the cause of death was blunt force trauma to the head. Detectives in charge of the case, working with the county attorney's office, subsequently amended the charges against Heyer. In an update to our reports over the weekend, officials of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office on Monday said 22-year-old Marcus Pierce of Glenwood faces three felony charges associated with an incident in Tabor that was shown on social media. On September 12th, deputies received information about a viral video that appears to show a domestic assault that occurred in Tabor in August and was recently published on Facebook. Authorities alleged that while at the residence in Tabor, Pierce held his victim captive, committed a sexual assault, threatened the woman with a knife, and then forced her to drive him to another location. Pierce currently faces a felony charge of first-degree kidnapping, a felony charge of sexual abuse in the second degree, and a felony charge of domestic abuse, third offense, along with a violation of a no-contact order with additional charges pending. He was located at a residence in Omaha on Saturday, taken into custody, and was being held in the Douglas County, Nebraska jail while awaiting extradition to Iowa. The Tabor Police Department, Glenwood Police Department, and Omaha Police Department assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office with their investigation. Our news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.